We are back on 980 WCAP Saturday Morning Live. Jerry Nutter along with Sean Ash, Tim Bomel, Jake Martin. And before we go to our guest, we have a special caller on the line, the longest serving host here on WCAP, the voice of Saturday Morning Live, the reason that any of us is still here or are here at all. Warren Shaw's on the line. Good morning, pal.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
How are things up in the valley?
Things are good. Things are quiet. People are stopping us all over the place and asking about you.
Yeah. Well, you know, we were put in a position where we had to tell our story because of some of the rubbish that was being spread online. So I thought Chris Scott did a nice job of writing that story about what happened. And it is kind of an interesting story, knowing the circumstances.
Yeah, yeah. Just quickly tell people what had happened, because people are amazed, first of all, that you actually work out all the time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the case, and that's what sent me. Truth is, if I didn't work out, I probably wouldn't have felt any heartburn sensation. And that is the thing that sent me to see my GP, who was Mark Romanowski. He just said to me, you know, it's probably heartburn, but we're gonna protect you by sending you for some other tests, and the other test showed an enzyme known as troponin, I believe, and it was that let them know there was something going on with my heart, and then we ended up at Lowell General for sort of an angiogram where they look down inside to look and see what's going on. Kind of funny story that people appreciate. So I'm thinking there's really nothing wrong here. This is ridiculous. So the guy's doing, Dr. Waters over there, Lowell General, another fabulous guy that I've met in the last week. He gets done his, you know, taking pictures of my heart and its related facilities, and he says to me, you know, I can't fix this with a stent, because that's what everybody's been thinking. I'm like, yeah, maybe you need a stent, you know. So he starts showing me pictures, and I'm thinking all along, he's going to break into a laugh at some point. This is a joke, right? Well, it was not a joke. So as a result of all that, they shipped me right down to at Brigham and Women's, and on Monday they did a number on me. So,
well, you sound we know you're on the upswing. We know they get you up and walking.
Yeah,
you're feeling good.
Yep,
you'll be back.
I'm out of here today, Jerry. I'll be out of here around noontime.
Oh, that's great.
You know, I'm in perfect health, and the thing is with the heart, once they do this stuff to you, your heart's better than it used to be day one. It's just a matter of all the other stuff that happens to you as a result of having this kind of an operation. So you have a few boo-boos, shall we say. But we're getting past them, and we'll be back in Drake. I'll be home. Just everybody will be pleased. I'll be home to be able to vote in the upcoming election. So kind of excited about it, and excited to get back in town and back to Shaw Farm, and hopefully to Saturday Morning Live next week. And
well, yeah, I tell you, we're looking forward to you to taking back over. I find it's much less work when I'm on the other side.
I'm sure you felt that.
Yeah, yeah. It's a lot of fun to be on this side, but after doing it for a couple weeks now, I'm ready to go back into my semi-retirement on the other side of the desk.
Yeah. And well, all right. And your pay will be shifted accordingly. So.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's all right. I'm willing to take the pay cut. That's okay.
Everything else good?
Everything else is good. Jim, you want to say anything to Warren?
Yeah. Hey, Warren. Jim Duggan. How are you?
Good, Jim. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks. Thanks so very much.
Are you ready for this thing on Monday?
Absolutely. 100%. I'm 100%. So, you know, we've never really had the, you know, whether you're in favor discussion or not. So where does Warren Shaw sit in this?
Well, I've told everybody that wants to listen, and I've said it on the radio. This is a very reasonable request on the part of town government. I have always felt, you know, 25 years ago, I was of the opinion that Draker was trying to do too much with too little. And this is one of the ways to fix that problem. And, you know, you had a committee consisting of the Board of Selectmen and the School Board and the Finance Committee that went out and identified legitimately problems that probably amounted to the need for three times the amount of money you're asking for. And the town leadership went with a very reasonable request to do this $1 million thing. I'm going to vote for it all day long. I think anybody that cares about providing legitimate services, regardless of what they are, whether you're, you know, in favor of good police protection, fire protection, better schools, whatever, this is something that you support. Everybody should support this, in my opinion.
That's great. No, and I think and thank you very much for your support. On a going back to your diagnosis with Dr. Romanowski, you know, that's a perfect example when people turn around and say, oh, they made me do all these tests and it ended up being just as minimal as XYZ. But there's a perfect example of where a good doctor will turn around and it's a matter of checks and balances and let's just make sure. So in your case, obviously, hey, could be heartburn, but yep. Better be safe than sorry. So by all means, don't anyone, in my opinion, if your doctor turns around and says, well, it could be, you know, something much less, but let's just confirm that. I think so that's great. I'm glad that, he took that initiative like that.
All right. Well, listen, Jim, good luck on Monday. I know you and the superintendent and your staff have all worked hard getting this done. And
Thank you. Hopefully the
town will come out and support it.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Warren, and best of luck in the recovery.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Warren. We'll be talking to you, I'm sure, during the week.
Okay.
Take care.